Welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. Futures are soaring this morning. Trump's easing his stance on China trade talks, and the market is loving it.
Absolutely. We're seeing a massive relief rally across the board. S&P futures are up a whopping 125 points, NASDAQ up 504, and the Dow 685 points higher. This positive momentum is infectious.
Infectious indeed. Mega caps and tech are leading the charge. Even Tesla is up over 7% pre-market, despite missing on earnings and revenue. Seems like Musk's promise to spend less time on government issues is resonating with investors.
Less time on government issues, more time on Cybertrucks, maybe? Seriously, though, Trump's comments on not firing Powell and easing trade tensions are a game changer. Treasury yields are down sharply, with the 10-year dropping 9 basis points to 4.30%. That's a big move.
Big move indeed. Let's not forget about those other earnings. SAP, Boeing, GE Vernova, Philip Morris, all beating expectations. A lot of green on the screens this morning.
A lot of green, but some red too. Enphase Energy is down over 11% pre-market after missing on earnings and revenue. And a few others are gapping down as well, including Packaging Corp and Bristol-Myers Squibb.
True, but the overall sentiment is decidedly bullish. Overseas markets also rallied, with Japan's Nikkei up nearly 2% and Hong Kong's Hang Seng up over 2%. Europe is also joining the party, with the DAX up a solid 2.7%.
I'm a little concerned about those European PMI numbers, though. Manufacturing and services are still contracting in Germany, and the UK services PMI took a dip. That could put a damper on things later in the day.
Valid point. We also have some key economic data coming out today. S&P Global, U.S. manufacturing and services PMIs, new home sales, and crude oil inventories. Those could definitely shift the narrative.
Absolutely. Traders should be watching those closely. And speaking of traders, what are some quick trade ideas for today?
Well, momentum seems to be with tech and mega caps. I'd be looking for entries on dips in names like SAP, Boeing, and maybe even Tesla if it can hold these gains. But remember, risk management is key. Don't get too greedy.
Agreed. I like the idea of looking at some of those gapping up names, but with caution. And keep an eye on those support levels. If we start to see a breakdown, it could get ugly fast. Also, don't forget about MCD. It's on my watch list.
Good advice. All right, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us on the Morning Dose. Have a profitable day, everyone, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.